Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gózate, pueblo de Dios.
Rejoice, people of God.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Es la única palabra que se menciona en inglés y en español de la misma manera.
It's the only word that is said the same way in both English and Spanish.
En cualquier idioma, solamente en inglés y en español se entiende. En otros idiomas, nunca lo he oído.
In other languages, I haven't heard it, but for sure in English and Spanish, we both understand it.
El que no se goza, el que no dice aleluya,
the one who doesn't rejoice and doesn't say hallelujah,
está frío y está muerto.
Is cold and dead.
Porque no te gozas en el Señor.
Why don't you rejoice in the Lord?
Si no te gozas con un canto, ¿a qué vienes?
And if you don't rejoice in singing praises, why do you come?
Si no te gozas en la oración,
if you don't rejoice in prayer,
estás acabado.
You're finished.
Te falta algo.
Something's missing.
Te falta Cristo en tu corazón.
And what's lacking is Christ in your heart.
Para que el Espíritu Santo vive en ti.
So that the Holy Spirit might live in you.
Y te puedas gozar.
And that you may rejoice.
Con todo.
In everything.
Ya sea bueno o sea malo.
Whether it be good or bad.
Sea lo que sea, dale la honra y la gloria de Dios.
Come what may, give God all the honor and praise.
Y todo el tiempo.
All the time.
Dios es bueno.
God is good.
Todo el tiempo.
All the time.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
5 de mayo.
May 5th.
Lo celebran también aquí en Estados Unidos.
It's celebrated also here in the United States.
Pero preguntan, ¿qué es el 5 de mayo?
But you might ask, what is the 5th of May?
¿Qué se celebra en México?
What is celebrated in Mexico?
Yo voy a hacer algo breve, nada más, historia sobre el 5 de mayo.
I'm just going to give you a brief history of the 5th of May.
Para que ustedes sepan y que les pregunten, lo digan.
So that you guys will know and that whoever asks you, you can tell them.
Se celebra la Batalla de Puebla.
It's called the Battle of Puebla.
En 1862,
in 1872,
el país francés,
the country of France,
quiso conquistar a México,
wanted to conquer Mexico.
Pero luchando el pueblo de México,
but as the town, as the people of Mexico battled,
logró vencer al país francés.
They managed to defeat the country of France.
Todo el pueblo, los soldados,
all the people, the soldiers,
solamente pelearon por una razón.
They only fought for one reason.
Por su pueblo.
For their people.
En un solo hombre se hizo todo.
And one man did everything.
También, graciosamente, chistoso.
Also, thankfully,
se cuenta. Se cuenta.
The story is told.
Que se llamaba la guerra de los pasteles.
That it was called the War of the Cakes.
Pero está entre sí y no.
But it's kind of up in the air about that.
No sabemos realmente.
We don't know for sure.
Es algo chistoso que se cuenta.
It's a funny story that's told.
Que Francia le quería pagar con pasteles a México.
That that France wanted to slap Mexico with their cakes.
Es chistoso.
It's funny.
Pero no sabemos realmente.
But we don't know for real.
Pero lo anterior sí es real.
But what I said before is real.
Así es. El canto que se escuchó en español.
The song that you heard in Spanish.
Va con el mensaje.
Goes with the message.
Probablemente no lo entendieron.
You probably didn't understand the words.
Pero es algo hermoso cuando uno escucha de un soldado.
But it's something beautiful when one listens about a soldier.
¿Cuántos han estado en el ejército de Estados Unidos? Levanten la mano, hombres y mujeres.
How many of you have been in the U.S. Army? Raise your hand, men and women. How many have been in the U.S. Army or in the military?
Levanten la mano.
Raise the hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Ellos deben de saber.
They should know.
¿Cómo es la disciplina de el militar?
They should know what the discipline in the military is like.
¿Es dura?
It's hard.
Pero es buena.
But it's good.
Porque te enseña muchas cosas.
Because it teaches you a lot of things.
A someterte.
To submit yourself.
A tus superiores.
To your authorities.
Y si no, te dicen, ¿a qué viniste?
And if you don't, then why are you there?
Aquí vemos, vamos a abrir nuestras Biblias.
Let's open our Bibles.
En 2 de Timoteo,
to 2 Timothy,
capítulo 2,
chapter 2,
del 1 al 5,
verse 1 to 5.
Pero el mensaje va a estar en el 3.
The message is going to be in verse 3.
Y vamos a usar más versículos.
We're going to use more verses.
Para respaldar la palabra de Dios.
To expand on the word of God.
Pero voy a pedir antes de esto un gran favor.
But I'm going to ask you a big favor.
Si tú traes tu teléfono en altavoz o que suene recio, mejor bájale o apágalo.
If you have your phone and it's turned way up and it could ring loudly, please turn it down or turn it off.
Porque esto es serio.
Because this is serious.
No es para que estés distraído.
It's not here for you to be distracted.
Te voy a dar un ejemplo para que entiendas.
I'm going to give you an example so you can understand.
Y siempre lo he dado.
And I've always given it.
Y no me voy a cansar de decirlo.
And I'm not going to get tired of saying it.
Los que han estado en corte.
The ones who have been impolite.
Obedecen a la máxima autoridad que está enfrente de usted.
Obey the ultimate authority that's in front of you.
Que es el juez.
Who's the judge?
Le dice, apague su celular.
And so says to turn off your cell phone.
O si no, salgas para afuera.
Or if not, please head out.
Es verdad.
It's truth.
Si han estado en una corte,
if you've been, if you've ever been in a court, it's what the judge says.
Yeah. Yo he estado en una corte.
I was in court once.
Y es lo que te dice el juez.
And it's what the judge said.
Vamos a leer después de la lectura. Vamos a orar.
Let's read, and after the reading, we'll pray.
Se me olvidó presentarme para los que no me conocen.
I forgot to introduce myself for those who don't know me.
Onésimo Barrios es mi nombre.
My name is Onésimo Barrios.
El nombre.
And my name, the interpreter, is Jacob Kimball.
Así es que. Voy a leer versículo por versículo. Le dijo el apóstol Pablo a Timoteo.
The apostle Paul said to Timothy.
Tú pues, hijo mío, esfuérzate en la gracia que es en Cristo Jesús.
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Y lo que has oído de mí ante muchos testigos, esto encargaré a hombres fieles que sean idóneos para enseñar también a otros.
And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
Tú pues sufre aflicciones como fiel soldado de Jesucristo.
You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Ahí está el punto.
That's the point there.
Vamos a seguir leyendo.
Let's continue reading.
Ninguno que milita se enreda en los negocios de esta vida a fin de agradar a aquel que lo escogió por soldado.
No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
Y también el que lucha como atleta no es coronado, sino lucha legítimamente.
And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Ora, hermano.
Father, we thank you for bringing us here, for this opportunity that you've given us to preach your word. We pray that your Holy Spirit would guide us as Pastor Onésimo preaches and as I interpret. We pray that you would open the hearts of your people to receive your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Si algo te gusta de este mensaje, eres libre de gozarte.
If you enjoy any part of this message, you are free to rejoice.
No te detengas.
Don't hold yourself back.
Porque para eso es la palabra de Dios.
Because that's what the word of God is for. Amen.
Para que te goces.
So that it's for you to rejoice.
Dice así el punto número uno.
Point number one is this.
Las escrituras no nos propone luchas terrenales, sino la batalla de la fe.
Scripture doesn't have us battle against flesh and blood. It's a battle of faith.
Todo ser humano,
every human being,
es el problema que tenemos.
Es otra vez, hermano.
Es el problema que tenemos.
This is the problem that every human being has.
La fe.
Faith.
Muchas veces nos falla.
Many times we're lacking it.
No pienses que porque somos pastores no fallamos.
And don't think that just because we're pastors that we don't fail.
Hay a veces que también nos agobiamos, nos ponemos tristes.
There are times when we are oppressed and that we get sad.
Y pensamos que Dios nos ha abandonado.
And we think that God has abandoned us.
Pero sabemos que no.
But we know that's not true.
Él está ahí. Él está ahí.
He's there.
Dice 1 Timoteo 6.
1 Timothy 6.
Versículo 6 al 13, lo voy a leer.
I'm going to read 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 through 13.
Mas tú, hombre de Dios, huye de estas cosas y sigue la justicia, la piedad, la fe, el amor, la paciencia, la mansedumbre.
Pardon me, chapter 6, verse 11. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness.
Pelea la buena batalla de la fe. Echa mano de la vida eterna, a la cual asimismo eres llamado, habiendo hecho buena profesión delante de muchos testigos.
Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
Te mando delante de Dios que da vida a todas las cosas y de Cristo Jesús que testificó la buena profesión delante de Poncio Pilato.
I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things and before Christ Jesus who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate.
Un buen soldado siempre confía en el arma que trae.
A good soldier always trusts in the weapon that he carries.
Lo que le enseñó sus superiores.
What his superiors taught him.
Saben que sirve para algo.
They know that it serves for something.
Los ponen a hacer ejercicio.
They put them in to serve for the army.
Les enseñan a usar el arma.
They teach them how to use the weapon.
Y enseñarles a esforzarse y ser valientes.
And they teach them to push themselves and to be faithful.
Y apoyar a sus demás amigos soldados.
And to support their fellow soldiers.
Porque ese es el trabajo de un soldado.
Because that's the job of a soldier.
Para defender la nación.
To defend the nation.
La nación, dice un hombre político de allá de México, que la nación es tu madre.
As a politician from Mexico says, the nation in which you were born is your mother.
El que no ama su nación.
The one who does not love his nation.
Dice, no ama su mamá.
He says that person does not love their mother.
Así es.
That's how it is.
¿Qué podemos hacer?
What can we do?
Y eso es el trabajo del soldado, proteger a la nación. Le meten en su corazón de que es su madre.
And that's the job of a soldier, to defend their nation. And they instill that in the heart of the soldier, that his nation is his mother.
Tienes que protegerla.
You have to protect her.
A toda la nación.
All the nation. The whole nation.
O sea, a ti y a mí.
In other words, protect yourself and me.
No importando el color ni raza.
And color and race does not matter.
Mientras esté en este país, es protegido por un gran soldado.
When you're in this nation, you're protected by the soldiers.
El soldado sufre hambre.
The soldier suffers hunger.
Sufre frío.
Suffers the cold.
Sufre por su familia.
Suffers for his family.
momentos especiales no están con su mamá.
Those special moments, he's not there to see.
A veces en los tiempos difíciles de la familia.
Sometimes during the difficult times for the family.
Están trabajando de aquel lado del mundo.
And the soldier misses out because he's working on the other side of the world.
Quisieran venir.
They would love to come.
Pero no hay oportunidad.
But there is no chance for them.
Aquí vemos por qué Pablo le dice a Timoteo que sea un buen soldado. Tú pues sufre aflicción como fiel soldado de Jesucristo.
And here we see that's why Paul admonishes Timothy in this way. He says, you as a soldier will suffer persecution.
Porque hay sufrimiento.
Because there is suffering.
Pablo fue soldado.
Paul was a soldier.
Él sabía, por eso le decía a Timoteo.
And he knew what it was like. And that's why he said this to Timothy.
Por eso preguntaba yo quién estaba, quién sabía, quién había estado en el army.
And for that reason I asked who from here has been in the army.
Porque sabe el sufrimiento que lleva un soldado.
Because they would know the suffering that a soldier goes through.
Y muchas veces nosotros no les agradecemos eso a los soldados.
And many times we do not thank our soldiers.
Muchas veces los criticamos.
Many times we criticize them.
Así es el evangelio también.
And this is how the gospel is too.
Aquí tienes un soldado.
Here you have a soldier.
Él sufre también por cada uno de ustedes.
He suffers also for every one of you.
Llora por cada uno de ustedes.
He weeps for every one of you.
Cuando no estás aquí te extraña.
When you're not here, he misses you.
Porque se preocupa por cada uno.
Because he worries for every one.
Y pregunta, ¿qué le ha pasado?
And he asks himself, ooh, what's happening to them?
Y así es la vida de un pastor.
And that's what a pastor's life is.
Y yo creo que debe ser también de la iglesia en general.
And I think that's how life should be for the church in general.
Porque somos un ejército.
Because we are an army.
Apoyándonos unos a otros.
Supporting one another.
Yo te voy a enseñar los soldados de la Biblia.
I'm going to show you the soldiers of the Bible.
¿Cómo lucharon ellos por medio de la fe?
How they fought through their faith.
No te voy a decir todos porque son muchos.
I'm not going to tell you all of them because there's a lot of them.
Pero en tu casa lo puedes leer.
But in your home you can read about them.
Hebreos 11.
Hebrews 11.
Muchos lo conocen.
Many, you know about many of them.
Fíjate bien de estos soldados que la Biblia menciona.
So think hard about the soldiers that the Bible mentions.
Y dice que le falta para poder escribir más nombres, pero solo menciona unos cuantos.
And it says that it only mentions certain ones because it doesn't have the space to mention all of them.
Dice así.
It says.
Del 1 al 3 solamente.
Just from verses 1 to 3 in Hebrews 11.
Es pues la fe la sustancia de las cosas que se esperan, de la demostración de lo que no se ve.
Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Porque por ella alcanzaron buen testimonio los antiguos.
For by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
Por fe entendemos haber sido constituido el universo por la palabra de Dios, de manera que lo que se ve fue hecho de lo que no se veía.
By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
Tenemos a Abel, a Enoch, Noé, Isaac.
We have Abel, Enoch, Noah, Isaac.
Y muchos más.
And many more.
Esos eran soldados.
They would be the soldiers.
Que confiaban en su capitán.
That trusted in their captain.
Que tenían su corazón puestos y confiaban en ese capitán.
Who had their hearts placed in and trusted in their captain.
Y ese capitán nunca ha fallado.
And that captain has never failed.
Siempre ha estado con nosotros.
He has always been with us.
Desde el principio hasta ahorita.
From the beginning until now.
Ese capitán siempre estará con nosotros desde que tenemos vida.
That captain will always be with us since from when we had life.
Y si tú no tienes fe en ese capitán,
and if you don't have faith in that captain,
y si no aceptas sus reglas,
and if you don't accept his rules,
quién sabe cuando mueras en dónde vas a estar.
Who knows where you'll end up when you die.
Ja, ja. Mm-hmm. ¿Que sí?
Right.
Yeah. Ese capitán tienes que aceptar las reglas de él.
He, with your captain, you have to accept his rules.
Tienes que ser valiente.
You have to be brave.
Así es un soldado. Confía en su capitán.
That's what a soldier is. He trusts in his captain.
Y esto es lo que la Biblia enseña sobre el soldado, la fe de aquel capitán que tiene toda el arma.
This is what the Bible teaches about the soldier, the faith that he has by his captain and his weapon.
Así es que si tú no confías en ese capitán,
so if you didn't trust in that captain,
es momento que le digas, ven a mí, capitán.
That moment that you said, come to me, captain.
Entra mi vida.
Come into my life,
en mi corazón,
into my heart,
y haz de mí,
and make me
lo que tú quieras,
what you want me to be.
Porque él te va a enseñar todo lo bueno y lo malo que no tienes que hacer.
And because he will teach you all that is good and all the bad that you don't need to be doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y eso es la lucha de un soldado.
And that is the fight of the soldier.
Dice el punto número dos.
Point number two.
La lucha se extiende a todos los frentes. Porque por todas ellos el enemigo procura vencernos. Te lo digo despacio, hermano, para que lo puedas traducir.
We'll break that down a little bit so we can translate it.
La lucha se extiende a todos los frentes.
The battle extends to all fronts.
Porque por todos ellos,
through all of,
el enemigo provoca provocará vencernos.
Because through all of those fronts, the enemy will try to defeat us.
De una manera u otra te quiere vencer el enemigo.
In one way or another, the enemy wants to defeat you.
Ahorita estamos oyendo guerra en Israel, guerra en Ucrania.
We're hearing about the war in Israel, the war in Ukraine.
Y probablemente otras guerras más.
And probably even more wars.
Y en una guerra todo se vale.
And,
En una guerra todo se vale.
And in a war everybody goes.
El enemigo te va a atacar y te va a querer vencer.
The enemy is going to attack you and he's going to want to defeat you.
Ya sea con piedras o palos.
Whether it's with sticks or stones.
Pero él va a quererte derrumbar.
But he's going to want to hit you.
Tenerte en el suelo.
He's going to want to knock you down to the ground.
Llorando de rodillas.
Crying on your knees.
Sometido a él.
He wants you to be submitted to him.
Y el enemigo de este mundo dice la palabra de Dios que no es lucha contra sangre ni carne.
The enemy of this world, according to the Bible, is not flesh and blood.
Efesios 6, voy a leer de Efesios 6, 11 al 20.
I'm going to read Ephesians 6, verse 11 to 20.
Aquí nos enseña algo bien interesante de cómo hay que vestirnos.
And here it teaches us something interesting about how we are supposed to dress.
El soldado de Jesucristo.
How a soldier of Christ should dress.
Dice así, vestíos de toda armadura de Dios para que podáis estar firmes contra las asechanzas del diablo.
Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Ahí está el enemigo número uno de todo aquel que ha sido llamado a aceptar a Cristo.
That is the number one enemy of anybody who has accepted Christ.
Muchas veces entra la duda. Muchas veces entra la duda.
Many times doubt creeps in.
Dice el versículo 12, porque no tenemos lucha contra sangre y carne, sino contra principados, contra potestades, contra los gobernadores de las tinieblas de este mundo, contra milicias espirituales en las alturas.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Tu enemigo no es tu esposa. Tu enemigo no es tu esposa.
Your enemy is not your spouse.
Ni tu esposo.
Not your husband or your wife.
Ni tu papá.
Or your father.
Ni tu mamá.
Or your mother.
Ni tu pastor.
Or your pastor.
Aquí está siendo bien claro. ¿Quién es? El diablo.
It's being very crystal clear here. Who's the enemy? The devil.
Él puede usar a tu esposa.
He might try to use your spouse.
A tu esposo.
Your husband or your wife.
A tu hijo.
Or your child.
A tu hija.
Son or daughter.
Y es algo que muchas veces no se comprende cuando uno es joven o cuando uno ya es adulto.
And that's something that is often not understood when someone's young or when they're grown up.
Vamos a seguir. Aquí nos va a enseñar cómo se debe de vestir un buen soldado. Cómo debe de llevar
And let's continue. This will teach us how a soldier should dress himself and what he must wear.
Por tanto, tomad todas las armaduras de Dios para que podáis resistir en el día malo, y habiendo acabado todo, estar firmes.
Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Estar pues firmes, ceñidos vuestros lomos de verdad, y vestidos de la coraza de justicia.
Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Y calzado de vuestros pies con el apresto del evangelio de la paz.
And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Sobre todo tomar el escudo de la fe, con que podamos apagar todos los dardos del fuego del enemigo.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
Y tomad el yelmo de la salvación y la espada del Espíritu, que es la palabra de Dios.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Aquí voy a hacer tantito, poquito nada más, porque quiero terminar.
And I'll say just a little bit of, about this so we can wrap up.
Tomad el yelmo de la salvación.
And take the helmet of salvation.
Y la espada del Espíritu Santo, que es la palabra de Dios.
And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Si tú no tienes esas dos cosas,
if you don't have those two things,
y no las pones en práctica,
and you don't put them into practice,
no puedes decir que eres soldado de Cristo.
You can't say that you're a soldier of God.
Y aquí está otra cosa, orando en todo tiempo, con toda oración y súplica en el Espíritu, y velando en ellos con toda perseverancia y súplica por todos los santos.
And here it says another thing, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
Y por mí, para que al abrir mi boca me sea dada palabra para dar a conocer con denuedo el misterio del Espíritu del Evangelio.
And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Por el cual soy embajador en cadenas, para que en ellas hable ociadamente como debo hablar.
For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Tenemos que orar por él.
We need to pray for him.
Para cada vez que él se pare aquí,
so that every time he is up here,
te traiga palabra,
he might bring you the word.
Que te ayude a ir adelante.
That helps you to press on forward.
Porque cada uno que ha aceptado a Cristo somos embajadores.
Because all of us who have accepted Christ are ambassadors.
Yo creo que todos saben que es un embajador.
And I want everybody to know what an ambassador is.
Es un representante.
It's a representative.
De una nación.
Of a nation.
Y él es un representante de Dios y Jesucristo.
Here you have a representative of God and Jesus Christ.
Para poder llevar la palabra tanto aquí como allá afuera.
To bring God's word not only here but also out there.
a todas las naciones.
To all nations.
Porque es un mandato.
Because he is sent by God.
Jesucristo lo dio.
Jesucristo lo dio. Jesus gave him.
Y no nomás a él.
And not just him.
Sino que a ti y a mí.
But also you and me.
Porque tenemos que representar como embajadores de Cristo.
Because we need to represent Christ as ambassadors.
Y así es que yo te voy a decir una cosa.
And so I'm going to tell you something.
Punto número tres, y con esto acabo.
Point number three, and I'll close with this.
Para poder vencer al enemigo,
to be able to defeat the enemy,
es la oración.
You have to pray.
Para llamar en emergencias, ¿cuál es el número?
To call for an emergency, what's the number?
911, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ese es policías, bomberos, ambulancias.
911 is the police and firemen, the ambulance.
Y si es posible, hasta el ejército.
And if it's possible, maybe even the military.
Yeah, así es. Pero el número de emergencias para un cristiano cuando se siente débil, cuando se siente triste.
But the emergency number for a Christian when he feels weak, when he feels discouraged.
Porque tienes enfrente a tu enemigo.
Because you have the enemy in front of you.
Y te está hiriendo, te está tirando dardos.
And he's attacking you and he's throwing things at you.
Te quiere tumbar.
And he wants to knock you over.
Jeremías 33:3.
Nehemiah 33:3.
Voy a leerlo y con esto termino.
I'm going to read it and I'll close with this.
Clama a mí. Y yo te responderé y te enseñaré cosas grandes y difíciles que tú no conoces.
Sorry, not Nehemiah, Jeremiah. All right. Have it here in just a second.
33:3, hermano.
Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
Ese es el número de emergencia del capitán.
That is the emergency number.
Porque si tú no le llamas,
if you don't call him,
él no puede venir.
He's not going to answer you.
Si tú no le dices, ven a mi vida, mi corazón.
If you don't tell him, come into my life and my heart.
Quiero cambiar mi vida.
I want to change my life.
El enemigo ya me trae loco.
The enemy's driving me nuts.
Me quiere someter a las drogas.
He wants to make me submit to drugs.
Al licor.
Or to alcohol.
Al narcotraficante, a vender droga.
To a trafficker, to sell drugs.
Clama a mí, yo te responderé.
Cry out to me, and I will answer you.
Amen. Y te enseñaré muchas cosas que tú no sabes.
And show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
Hoy es el día, si tú no le has llamado.
Today is the day, if you have not called him.
Es momento que le llames.
This is the moment for you to call him.
Si tú no le has llamado, use ese número hoy.
If you haven't called him, today you have his number.
Dile, ven a mi vida, controla mi vida.
Tell him, come to my life, take control of my life.
Yo quiero ser un soldado tuyo.
I want to be a soldier of yours.
Y solamente tú, capitán, me puedes ayudar.
And only you, my captain, can help me.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Pastor, por prestarme nuevamente su púlpito.
Thank you, Pastor, for lending me again your pulpit.
Adelante, Pastor.
Man, you got to stand up already. Y'all stand up already. Everybody. Come on, Pastor, bring it on in. Mr. Burrow, thank you so very much. We appreciate you so very much. Thank you for everybody stand. Thank you so very much. God, let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for your message today. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for letting us know if we call on you that you will answer. And we can't fight this fight without you. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit if you download into our system so we'll be able to recognize the enemy and hold him off. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. And as we leave this place, we never ever want to leave your presence. So be with us, guide our hearts, and guide our minds. And Lord, as we leave this place, we say we love you so much and we give our heart to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you like prayer, the altar is open for you. For those who like prayer, we would love to pray with you. If you recommitted your life or rededicated your life, we would like to know. I want to thank all the ladies for helping with communion today. We love you guys. Amen.